Anthropic's beautiful alignment: safety, strategy, and self-interest. Ben Thompson's Stratechery analysis cuts to the core of why Anthropic is simultaneously the most respected and most unsettling AI lab operating today. The company's origin story. Researchers who left OpenAI because it wasn't taking safety seriously enough. Has produced a worldview where every self-serving business decision arrives pre-justified by existential concern. The mandatory 30-day data retention policy on all Fable traffic, including enterprise API calls that previously promised zero retention. Safety. The silent degradation of responses when the model detects LLM development work. Safety. The economic imperative to move closer to end users and displace SaaS. Also, somehow, safety. Thompson draws the Apple comparison. A company that frames every self-serving action in the guise of doing right by users. And often they were. But Apple made smartphones you could take or leave. Anthropic is building something that aspires to rival nation-state power. What makes this alignment between mission and business so effective is that it isn't cynical. The company genuinely believes only they can be trusted to steward superintelligence, and that sincerity is precisely what makes it dangerous. The practical fallout landed in an $11,081 benchmark run on Wolfbench. The evaluator expected Fable to dethrone GPT-5.5. Instead, it didn't even beat Opus. The culprit: over 40,000 structured refusals and 13 tasks that entered hard refusal loops. The agent refused, retried, burned tokens, timed out, and scored zero on tasks that Opus 4.6 and GPT-5.5 routinely solved. Tasks like recovering a deleted password file Opus. 5/5 Fable. 0/5 cracking a 7z hash Opus. 4/5 Fable. 0/5 and bypassing an HTML.js filter Opus. 5/5 Fable. 0/5. These are tasks Anthropic explicitly restricts. The community pointed out this was essentially benchmarking a door labeled slow sed. But the deeper pattern matters. In agentic contexts, a false positive isn't a dialogue box. It's a token-burning infinite loop that transforms a solvable task into an expensive failure. Meanwhile, a proposed class action lawsuit alleges Anthropic's max subscription plans were marketed as providing 5x and 20x the usage of Pro, but a single 5-hour coding session consumed roughly 15% of a weekly allowance. The opacity is the core complaint. Anthropic's rate limiting operates on server-side percentages that don't correspond to locally measurable token counts, making it structurally impossible for users to verify their consumption. The flat curve society. When intelligence hits a ceiling you can't see. Steve Yeagy's latest essay introduces a framework that reframes the entire AI capability debate. The intelligence curve isn't flattening. It's being locked away. With Fable shut down by the USG and Mythos class models, spooking governments worldwide, Yeagy predicts we're at most 2 or 3 model generations from AI being controlled like nuclear weapons. The choke point is the same: supply chain. Superintelligence will be sold like a vending machine. You send a spec, their models implemented on their servers with your dollars. Open source models trail the frontier by roughly 7 months, but to push past Fable class, they'd have to do it while the entire hardware and software supply chain gets locked down. For most of us, today's models are roughly as good as it gets. Even without government lockdowns, there's a more subtle ceiling. Yeagy identifies two horizons every user hits. The demand horizon is set by the hardest problem you bring. If your work is easy enough, all models look the same. His back pocket evals projects that stump current models, tried against each new release, keep this horizon high. The discernment horizon is darker. It's set by the hardest answer you can judge. Past that line, you can't tell whether the model is right, because checking the work is itself beyond you. Superhuman means unverifiable. The practical implications are anchored by Netflix data from Ezra Savard's internal training study, which identified 3 AI literacy cohorts by daily token spend. 0M non-users, 4M single-agent synchronous, and 1.2.15M multi-agent asynchronous. People jump cohorts in 5 hours of focused team-based training, with 96% staying there 6 weeks later. The advanced meta skill isn't spending tokens but saving them. Yeagy calls token efficiency the new craft. SaaS, pronounced dead by vibe coders 6 months ago, looks surprisingly durable. Companies learned about token efficiency the hard way, blowing yearly budgets in months. The economic anxiety the plateau implies gets a philosophical treatment from George Malandrakis, who coins a new logical fallacy: ad economicum. The assumption that the economy requires human consumption to function. His uncomfortable observation: corporations already execute billions of virtual transactions daily with companies that have no product, no service, and not a single employee. The implicit assumptions: that the economy needs human consumers, and that its collapse would hurt the resource hoarding class. Don't survive scrutiny. Once the owning class has intelligent machines and owns most assets, the economy crashing has no real consequences for them. it barely does already. Open models keep climbing. GLM 5.2 just became the first open weights model to cross 80% on Terminal Bench 2.1, beating every other open model and edging out Gemini. The community is enthusiastic but measured. Terminal Bench 2.1 is the relaxed version with friendlier timeouts, and no model scores lower on 2.1 than on 2.0. The real test will be Terminal Bench 3, before the labs start benchmaxing it. Still, at acclaimed frontier-level capability for a fraction of closed model cost, GLM 5.2 represents the open-weight ecosystem's best argument that the future doesn't have to be rented. Unsloth published GGUF quantizations within days, including a 2-bit version at 2, 3, 8 GB, theoretically runnable on high-end consumer hardware. The local inference story has moved past theoretical into daily driver territory. Vicky Boykus reports running agentic coding flows locally on a 2022 M2 Mac with Gemma 4 models at roughly 75% the accuracy of frontier models, a threshold where she stopped double-checking against API models. Her setup, LM Studio for inference, Pi as the agent harness, everything sandboxed in Docker. The benefits go beyond privacy. Local inference lets you introspect everything, from token generation to KV cache growth, in ways cloud APIs never will. On-device gets more extreme. A user runs Gemma 4.12b on a Google Pixel 10 Pro via Termux and Llama.c, key P at 6.5 tokens slash second prompt processing and 1.3T/s generation, drawing under 10 watts. Another commenter runs Gemma 4.26b IQ2M on Android 16 at 4-5T/s drawing 3-4 watts. Useful inference is leaving the data center entirely. Not all open model news inspires confidence. Rio 3.5, a 397B model funded by R$500K, about $100K USD from the Rio de Janeiro municipal government, was discovered to be a cheap merge of Next N2 Pro with no additional training, despite documentation claiming sophisticated fine-tuning. When caught, the team claimed the final trained model got lost and promised to redo it from scratch. As one commenter put it, "My dog ate the weights." The episode represents a new category of threat to the open model ecosystem. Not benchmark gaming, but outright fabrication of provenance. Research frontiers. Parallel reasoning and beyond lore. A UC San Diego-led team introduces OpenDeepThink, a population-based framework for scaling test-time compute that sidesteps the selection bottleneck crippling best-of-n sampling. Instead of extending a single chain of thought which fails catastrophically on early missteps, maintain a population of candidate solutions, and evolve them over generations using pairwise Bradley-Terry comparison. The same LLM serves as both generator and judge. Each generation, random pairs are compared, votes are aggregated via Bradley-Terry maximum likelihood estimation into a global ranking, top-ranked candidates are preserved as elites, and the bottom quarter is discarded. The natural language critiques produced during comparison are recycled as mutation feedback. And critically, only negative feedback carries signal. Telling the mutator what went wrong is actionable. Telling it what went right adds nothing beyond what the model already infers from seeing its own solution. The results on CodeForces problems. OpenDeepThink raises Gemini 3.1 Pro's effective ELO by 182 points using approximately 285 API calls per problem with a sequential depth of just 8 LLM calls. Everything within each round parallelizes embarrassingly. The same hyperparameters transfer to Gemini 3 Flash and 2.5 Pro without retuning. On the multi-domain HLE benchmark, gains appear only in objectively verifiable domains math, biology, physics, and reverse and subjective ones. The soft verifier is only as good as the comparisons it aggregates. Pairwise judgment reaches 78% accuracy versus 60% for pointwise scoring, confirming that relative framing sidesteps the positive bias plaguing absolute scoring. On the fine-tuning side, Hugging Face's PEF team published benchmarks that should give Lore loyalists pause. Lore commands 98.4% of PEF usage on Hugging Face Hub, but controlled experiments show it isn't always optimal. On an image generation task, OFT orthogonal fine-tuning strictly dominates Lore. Higher similarity scores 0.708 versus 0.697 at lower memory 9.01 GB versus 9.97 GB. On LLM math reasoning, vanilla Lora achieves only 48.1% accuracy. You need Ars Lora 53.2% or Lorafa to reach the Pareto frontier. The practical barrier. Downstream tools like VLLM only support Lora. Is being addressed. PEFT now converts non-Lora adapters to Lora format with negligible quality loss. Security. FIFA streams and Silicon Secrets. A security researcher registered on FIFA's public agent platform, submitted an ID photo, and received credentials in FIFA's Microsoft Entra tenant, the same tenant powering all of FIFA's internal platforms. The Angular front end checked the JWT for role claims, found none, and rendered an access denied page. The backend APIs didn't check anything. They just served whatever was requested. Behind that client-side guard sat the live streaming management panel for every FIFA World Cup 2026 match, every camera angle, every RTMP ingest URL, every stream key, 5 camera feeds per match. PGM main broadcast, tactical camera 1, high behind left, high behind right. Each with the stream key embedded in the URL, shared across all 5 angles. An attacker pushing video to those RTMP endpoints would replace the feed going to every TV network worldwide. The researcher opened VLC, pasted a preview manifest, and confirmed. Live tactical camera footage from an active World Cup match, streaming to a laptop in Tokyo. Right access was worse. The match management panel accepted score changes, kickoff time adjustments, and editorial commentary updates from the No Rules account, data feeding directly into the commentator information system used on live television. The disclosure process was a nightmare. No bug bounty, no security.txt5 bounced emails. FIFA HQ closed on Sunday. The breakthrough coming from calls to MediaKind's toll-free line, CIS's 24/7 operations center, and FBI contacts on Signal. FIFA patched it overnight and never responded. At the hardware layer, MIT's CSAL team addressed a different gap between what systems claim and what they actually do. Fractal, a kernel built from scratch for microarchitecture research, boots on bare metal with zero background noise and lets experiments switch privilege levels at runtime while executing identical instructions in the same address space. Its first use. Apple M1 branch predictors. The M1 implements ARM CSV2 protection, which should block cross-privilege speculative execution. And Fractal confirmed it works for the execute stage. But the CPU still fetches the target into the instruction cache before the protection engages, creating an observable side channel. The team produced the first evidence that Apple Silicon exhibits phantom speculation, previously demonstrated only on AMD and Intel. An earlier finding that cross-privilege training worked on M1 performance cores but not efficiency cores was overturned. Fractal showed no privilege isolation on either core type, with the prior result likely an artifact of macOS migrating threads between cores during system calls.
Agentic engineering. Loops, learning, and the trust boundary. The Agentic Context Engine AC from Kaiba tackles a problem that sharpens as agents grow more autonomous. They don't learn from experience. Every session starts fresh, repeating mistakes and ignoring what worked. ACE maintains a skill book, a persistent strategy collection managed by 3 specialized roles, an agent enhanced with learned strategies, a reflector that analyzes execution traces, and a skill manager that curates the library. The recursive reflector is the key innovation. Instead of single pass trace summarization, it writes and executes Python code in a sandbox to programmatically search for patterns and iterate until it finds actionable insights. On the Tau 2 airline benchmark, ACE doubles past circumflex 4 consistency with 15 learned strategies and no reward signals. A Claude Code integration translated 14,000 lines from Python to TypeScript in 4 hours with 0 build errors at a learning cost of about $1.50. Reuven Cohen frames this more broadly. The most important idea in AI today is not the model but the loop. Generate, measure, learn, adapt, repeat. His Darwin mode implements evolutionary selection over agent strategies. The best survive, weak approaches disappear, capability compounds through recursion. The practical reality of loop engineering is messier. Boris Cherny Claude Code lead claims he no longer prompts Claude. He writes loops and the loops do the work. But cost tracking tells a different story. A single run through a relatively simple application can burn over 1 million tokens. The fundamental overhead is context passing. Every orchestrator to worker handoff requires reasoning about state, and that reasoning isn't free. The emerging solution, deterministic harnesses with model routing Haiku for classification, Opus for implementation, durable state in Postgres for resumability, and human-in-the-loop checkpoints at critical junctures. The trust boundary gets tested when someone connects their bank to Claude through MCP and handles invoicing, bill pay, and bookkeeping through conversations. The community consensus was a hard no on unsupervised access. A CPA providing controller services called any real business doing this nuts. The pragmatic middle ground, read-only analysis of uploaded statements, with a human approving every transaction.
Platform battlegrounds. Apple, Epic, and who owns the AI surface? Apple used WWDC to frame the question that may decide who becomes the first trillionaire in AI. When AI starts doing real work all day long, where does that work run? Not which model is ahead. Who owns the surface where AI sees your work, touches your apps, and acts on your behalf? Apple's answer, the device you already bought, plus a tiered cloud backend. New Apple Foundation models were built in collaboration with Google using Gemini family technology.
Private cloud compute now extends into Google Cloud with NVIDIA GPUs for hard reasoning and agentic tool use. Siri sits atop personal context, screen awareness, app intents, and the Spotlight Semantic Index. The strategic bet is that you can source raw model capability. You cannot easily source a billion devices, a mature OS, and consumer trust. The developer story is the quiet power move. App intents makes apps callable by the operating system, and the winning apps won't have the flashiest chatbot. They'll be the ones whose data and actions are clean enough for Apple Intelligence to use. In developer tooling, Epic Games announced Lore, a fully open-source MIT-licensed version control system designed for the realities Git ignores. Massive binary assets, projects mixing code with art, and teams spanning hundreds of contributors. Lore uses Merkle trees and content address storage with chunked deduplication, on-demand hydration, and lightweight branches. Workspaces stay lean by fetching data only when needed. Sparse workspaces and a service-backed caching architecture differentiate it from GitLFS bolt-on solutions. Meanwhile, Supertone's Supertonic 3 voice model is trending on Hugging Face, and a lengthy video pitch for the Case Association Native Database promises AGI, time travel capabilities, and the discovery of God's plan via a $250/month school community. Claims that serve as a useful reminder that extraordinary assertions still require extraordinary evidence.